a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Hour number two underway here of the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've asked Tom James of hempusa.org to stay over a few minutes with us here into this hour. If you want to join us and ask Tom a question, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And yeah, I'm just amazed at this whole thing on how, you know, when you look back in history, how this all came about, Tom, as an argument over paper between newspaper publishers, yeah. Mr. Yellow Journalism himself, William Randolph Hearst,
right.
And you got the DuPonts involved.
Yeah.
And before you know it, hemp is totally gone as a crop in this country.
Yeah, it's so sad. You know, it's not possible to extract the drug from the industrial hemp plant, you know? It's just not possible. And industrial hemp cannot get you high. So people have to know the difference, really. That it is a totally different plant from a marijuana plant. And did you know the hemp plants have no branches on them, Mike? There's literally no branches.
I did not know that.
They grow stalk high, there's no branches, and they create a covering, a canopy, so it doesn't let any sunlight in so the weeds don't grow.
Right.
So it totally smothers weeds, which is amazing. It smothers weeds. And it basically improves soil conditions, making it an excellent rotational crop, as we said before.
How does hemp act, Tom, when planted with other crops around? Is it a pretty good neighbor?
Is it a good neighbor? Well, if it's planted around, I'll give you an example. If it's planted around a marijuana field, it makes the marijuana field actually become less potent.
Really?
It literally does just the opposite of what you want marijuana to do. It literally makes all the plants. So they don't want to get a marijuana crop near a hemp crop. Because it makes it less potent. And that's
what about regular crops? Do you know what about, say I have a set of hemp plants and I want to grow some corn next to it. How would they do?
Well, I'm sure they would do fine. That's a really good question, Mike. I'll find out. I know one thing, that as a rotational crop, they get along with every other crop wonderfully. You know what I mean? You're
right.
Saying if they're growing side by side.
Sure.
Huh. I would say it would get along wonderful. I'm not sure. I'll find out. I will. As a matter of fact, I got to call the farmers tomorrow, about three of them that I have to talk to, and I'm going to ask them that question and how it would affect it. That's an interesting question. But I remember something you said on the couple of shows ago.
Yeah.
Nature is replete with things to take care of us.
Yeah.
But the government doesn't want us to have them.
Nope.
The government doesn't want us to have them. But I'll tell you, I want to know if you know this. 30% of all the Chrysler and Mercedes use hemp for the inside car moldings. 30%.
You told me that. I was amazed at that.
Isn't that amazing? And
yeah.
It's the hardest substance. And when Ford made a car out of it in the 40s, he took a sledgehammer to it. You could see that video on the internet. It's like a 30-second video. But he took a sledgehammer to it, and the sledgehammer bounced off it, Mike. Now, could you imagine?
That's incredible.
Now we're touching the insurance industry.
Oh, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Back in just a minute. A few more minutes with Tom on the other side. right, back here on the Midnight Rider, that musical interlude brought to you by HempUSA.org. We're talking with Tom James of HempUSA.org. No, you're right. I mean, if it's that hard, there's, you know, you're not going to have a need for a lot of homeowners insurance, not going to need it for fire.
That's right.
Not for you're going to put the Bondo and Body Shop industry out of business.
We'd be having bumper cars, you know. it would be a lot of fun, you know. But I got it. Can I say something to everybody about vacuum packaging this food? It's really important.
Yeah, because that's one thing we've not hit. And
I was just thinking about it. I think that it's so powerful to have a food supply that we have and eat every day, but it's also smart to prepare ahead. You can even read in the Bible about preparing ahead, the 10 virgins, 5 had oil and 5 didn't, okay? So vacuum packaging it, the sizes I personally recommend would be 3 to 5 pounds. You don't want them too big, because if you don't use it, you want to rotate it into your food supply, correct?
Sure, exactly.
So that's smart, and then that way you keep your stored food up to date, and you have no worries about it going bad. But you can get up to 5 years or better with it sealed and vacuum packed. But by doing that, keeping it in a cool, dark, dry place, it'll last for years. And as I said, you could live off it in times of need. And I think the times are coming where you're going to want storable food. And this is a quarter of the price of most storable foods. So it's a great way to go. And then also that when you get the enzymes into your system, Mike, when you eat the seeds or the powder or you take the oil, it gives the body the extra energy so the body can detoxify.
Right.
The people that have digestive problems, missing digestive enzymes, they're using all of the extra body energy to digest their food, and they're wondering why they're not detoxifying. So this will give them that extra energy they need to push toxins out of the body. Besides giving it incredible amounts of nutrients.
Because one of the things that I've noticed is that eating these, you know, like we were talking about, that you it eliminates the junk food craving. And when you
Absolutely.
Eat this stuff, it tastes terrible, and it literally makes your body crave good food.
Yes.
You're wanting celery, carrots, broccoli. You're wanting it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. If anybody knows about muscle testing, you know, kinesiology, if they know any muscle tester or kinesiologist that lives near them, when they receive this product, bring it to them, get muscle tested for it. There's not one person that I know of around this country that muscle tested against this product. So we need this product. The human body needs this product as a staple food, period.
Somebody in the chat room
time and time again.
Somebody in the chat room was wondering if this would be if it does well with, say, nerve pain.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Nerve pain is due to a myelin sheath issue, okay? And I think that's what MS is all about. It's the nerve, it's the myelin sheath around the nerves. It's a nutrient deficiency. And I'm not sure about the nutrients, I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you one thing. You start putting this food in your body, everything's going to improve. I mean, I've had people with uropathy and people with pains and people with this and that. I mean, it literally builds the system up. So whatever is wrong eventually will come back to normal. But then again, it depends on how toxic you are, you know. But, yes, it will help with all issues when it comes to vitamin deficiencies, because if you give the body the nutrients it needs, it will become well.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is it will change your disposition as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because you're going to start feeling good and you're not going to be that old surly grump.
Yeah, it actually it gets your brain, it gets your left and right brain working together, communicating, you know?
Right.
It really does. I mean, let me tell you, food is not food unless it's raw food. I read an article recently, a cooked food. You know how you smell cooked food, Mike, around the holidays and you say, "Boy, that smells great."
Mm-hmm.
You're smelling all the enzymes you're burning off it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now we're eating them with hemp, but in cooked food, we're smelling them as they're going into the air and leaving the food, actually nutrient deficient, you know? So
I'm not about to eat an enzyme-rich turkey, if you know what I mean.
I know. Well, just make sure you have some hemp with it, you know? But you know what I'm saying. Cooked food, you cook all the enzymes out, man.
Yeah.
And we have to, if we're going to be eating cooked foods, make it a smaller portion of what you normally eat. Make your portion of food 60-70% raw, and the rest you can cook if you want, you know?
That's one of the things that I've discovered is that you have to, at first, until it becomes natural for you, you have to make the conscious decision not to put as much on your plate, because you're going to get it on your plate, and you're right. Sitting there with the kids, and you tell the kids, you don't want them wasting food and all that kind of stuff. There's starving kids in Africa. That same old line that you got from your mom and dad. You have to make the conscious decision not to take as much until your body totally gets used to not filling up that much. You're going to find out that you fill up a lot quicker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, listen, I got a new little ad going in a magazine, and it says, great for athletes and couch potatoes.
Yeah. Considering, I sat here for 12 hours a day in the studio that I'm in, I produce over 60 hours a week of programming.
Wow.
Of radio shows, and I do 20 hours of my own. So I'm stuck here for a long time. And just to have something that's that good with nutrition, that keeps the energy level up and keeps me going through the day. I mean, there's some nights if I eat it too late, and I've told you this before, Tom, that I can't go to bed because my mind is alert. And it's not at that point where it says, okay, I want to go to sleep now. It's just my mind is boom, 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 just firing.
Yeah, well, it affects everybody differently, but I've heard some people tell me that they have tremendous energy, but they also sleep very well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was another RBN host here who's also on TrueNet Radio, Josh Reeves. He and his sister were the ones who turned me on to this stuff.
Yes.
And he and I were sitting here one night on a telephone call together. I look at the clock. I said, it's 5 o'clock, Josh. I got to go to bed. He said, 5 o'clock? I said, yeah. I said, I had no clue. I feel great. I said, I ate some hemp seeds around 1 o'clock. And he says, I did too. And
well, I got to tell you something. The life force is in the enzymes, and there's loaded with enzymes, this food. Loaded with chlorozyme, loaded with vitamin E and antioxidants. I mean, things that you'd probably go out to a health food store and spend $200 a month on, it's all in this food. It's all in this raw food that comes right from the farm to your door. And that's the truth.
Okay. Another question here. Metabolic disorders, diabetes type 2, GERD, and all that good stuff.
It's wonderful. First of all, it actually allows the blood pressure. It lowers blood pressure by allowing more blood to flow and dilating the arterial walls so more blood can flow. And it's absolutely amazing. I don't care what anybody has. If you put – look, the body heals itself, Mike, if given the proper nutrients. So if anybody has a question about disease and this and that, I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you one thing. I've had more emails and more phone calls. My ear is sore over the last 3 months from all the phone calls of people thanking me that they have this food. So it's helped them in so many areas. It's abundantly nutritious. It's abundantly densely nutritious for the human body. So it will help the body heal whatever ails it.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent. All right, let's give everybody your website.
Yeah, it's www.hempusa.org. And my phone number is 908-691-2608. And call me tomorrow, not tonight. I'm going to sleep.
Well, hey, take a spoonful of hemp seeds and let's stay up all night.
You think?
Make it a party. Take those orders tonight, man.
You think? All right, they can call me for one more hour. All right, I mean it, Mike. I love you. So they can call me for one more hour. I'll stay up, but I am tired. But I'll tell you, I feel great, though. I really do.
Get you some hemp seeds, and then you'll be calling me tomorrow and go, you dirty rat, I couldn't sleep at all last night. I was wound up tighter than an 8-day clock and full of energy, and you'd probably clean out file cabinets the whole nine yards.
Okay.
You'll hate me for a month afterwards.
Oh, man. Too much.
Tom,
man.
As always, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, hey, thank you, buddy. By the way, I was on your wife's show a month ago, right?
Yes, yes.
How is she doing with the cigarette? She said she didn't have quite a desire to smoke as much after she started the hemp. I hear this from a few people now.
Yeah, she's been out of town for a week.
Yes.
And she just got back in tonight, and I'm going to ask her that. By the way,
please.
I talked to her during a break last hour, and she told me to tell you hello and sends her love. I will find out.
Yeah, I want to know because I'm gathering some info on that because I noticed that as people get more nutrient dense in their food supply, that their desire to smoke and inhale 5,000 horrible chemicals becomes less.
I've noticed my desire to, because I'm a smoker and I shouldn't do, and especially doing what I do here. I find mine's a little less.
Okay, that's interesting. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. I'd like to see you quit someday. You know that.
Oh well, I would love to too. I mean, I always quit until I go buy another pack.
You know, maybe I'll do. You know, one day, Mike, you call me when you're off, and I'll do a biofeedback on you.
Yeah, we were gonna do that, and that's something you also do too. Why don't you tell people about that real quickly, too?
Yeah, it's absolutely astounding. I was trained on this machine for 5 years. It's a biofeedback machine. It's a $30,000 piece of software. It'll scan the human body. It'll tell me exactly, within an 85% accuracy, what your vitamin deficiencies are, nutrient deficiencies. It'll tell me your risk factors. It tells me if there's cancer in your field, sugar, diabetes. It'll look at your funguses, bacteria, viruses, and parasites and give me the names of the ones that are in your body.
Wow.
And what we do is when we look at all this, we treat each one with a frequency. We literally use a frequency to destroy the parasites. And it's worked on over 500 people that I've treated. And I'm telling you, it's just been amazing.
Let's take a quick call here. We may have to hold you over the break. Hold on a second, Tom.
Sure.
John in New York, thanks for waiting and... you're on with Tom James.
Yes, I got a couple questions. The hemp, is it a reoccurring growing plant, or it has to be reseeded like corn?
Oh, it has to be reseeded every year.
Okay.
And the growing season is, depending on where it is, it's different, but it goes from August, September, October, July, you know, July, August, September, depending on where it is, and it usually takes about 90 to 110 days to grow to maturity.
Now, when it's harvested, is it... pulled up, the whole plant is pulled up at the same time?
Well, what this particular plant that is grown for the food that I ship to the people is grown only for its seed, and the rest of the plant is cultivated back into the soil.
A couple more questions on the other side if you have a chance.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Definitely, John. Hold on just a second. We're going to come back. One more segment with Tom James on the other side here on the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
If you had not fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing and hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up. And your fever down.
All right, back up to the Night Rider.
It is hard to turn the red-headed stranger off, but we must. We're talking with Tom James tonight of hempusa.org, and we've got John in New York on the line. And, John, continue with the interrogatory, please.
I was wondering if, does this plant have any pests to it? Like the canola plants up there, the rapeseed plants up in Canada, that they don't have any pests, from what I understand. But I was hoping more Canadians would grow this instead of the canola.
I don't get the question. I didn't understand the question.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if, as far as this plant goes, as being an ideal plant to plant for people, when it, if they could ever do it in America, it'd be great. But I was just wondering, does this plant have any known pests?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Oh, it's got quite a bit, but not like a normal... Not like your wheat or any of the other plants that are growing. I'd say about 30% of what normal plants have, they have pests, but it's not like a regular crop. It's definitely less, but they do have pests, and they
Canadians
do have
love that,
pestations.
The Canadians love that rapeseed plant that they make the canola out of, because the birds won't eat it or anything else like that, because it's basically poisonous.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah, hemp does have some insect problems, but it's not major like regular crops.
It still sounds like an ideal crop to grow.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I saw a video.
But let me tell you something. It's not as easy as you read. You read a lot of things. It's not that easy to grow like they say, like it'll grow anywhere, like it'll grow on top of your roof. You know, it's not like that.
Okay.
It needs care, and you have to know where to grow it. And you know, there's quite a bit involved in the growing of this plant. It's not as easy as a lot of the books tout. You know what I'm saying?
They make it sound like it's a weed. You throw it out and it grow. But
exactly. No, it's not like that. Matter of fact, it takes a lot of care. And you've got to actually, you've got to let the soil rest after the third year, because the hemp takes so much minerals from the soil. And the advantage of what we're doing is we're re-cultivating everything back to replenish the soil. And then the third year we grow, after the third year that other crop is put in to replenish the soil, so you can put hemp back on it, because hemp does pull a lot from the soil along with heavy metals and everything else, but it does take a lot out, so you do have to put some back in, you know?
Yep. I was watching Invention Nation or something like that, one of these programs on the cable channels, and the guy was using bamboo and hemp and resin to make bicycles with. He said it was stronger than with the hemp on it. He said it was stronger than the carbon fiber.
Absolutely, it's the strongest natural fiber known to man, next to spider web.
Wow. Well, those are a couple of my questions, and thank you for the call. Great show.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks, John. And Tom, once again, thanks. I always enjoy these conversations, and we will have you back up again.
Thanks, Pat.
And we will talk about hemp another time, another night, and I'll let you go to bed. Or are you you're staying up till for
I am committed to stay up another hour, man. If somebody wants to call me and talk, whatever, man. I'll be glad to help anybody. If they have a problem with their health, call me. I also have a green soap that is available that will detoxify the body. People soak in it for 40 minutes. It'll literally blow your mind. I've been selling it for 10 years.
Wow, very cool. So you can find all about it.
Yeah, I got to send you some, Mike. I promise I will.
Yeah, please do. Please do. I'd love to try it out.
Oh, yeah, you'll be amazed. It'll open all the 7 million pores on the human body, and you start to sweat a half hour after you get out of the tub, and you start to detox. You really start to detox.
Excellent.
So imagine that, mixing it with a good quality vitamin, mineral, hemp, raw enzymes, and then soaking. You're going to totally change your life, you know?
Oh, no doubt about it. Tom, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And staying up late with us on the Midnight Rider. I appreciate it. Everybody, Tom James, hempusa.org, is number 908. 691-2608.
Thanks,
so,
Mike.
So dial him up. And thanks again, Tom, and thanks for being on the show. So give him a call. He's going to be up for the next hour. And you can call and ask him any questions about hemp that you have, about his products that he has on his website. I mean, this stuff works. It will make you feel like $1 million. And it's not placebo. I mean, it's the real deal. So thanks to Tom for coming up on the program tonight. When we come back in the next half hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Florida primary tonight, how Ron Paul did. We'll run down the numbers for you, just about all the precincts that are in at last check here, and 99% we're reporting. So we will see where everything stands as far as Florida is concerned. There's a big debate tomorrow night out at the Reagan Library in California. And so we'll talk about that some and entertain your phone calls about the primary at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back in just a few minutes here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
For 313-944-3800. 313-9443. Too many numbers to remember. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us here in the final half hour. All right, on to Florida tonight. Here's the final numbers that we're looking at here. John McCain with a big victory in Florida tonight, winning 36% of the vote. Mitt Romney at 31%. Rudy Giuliani at 15%, and Mike Huckabee just about 22,000 votes behind at about 14%. And then Ron Paul, the distance from Huckabee to back to Ron Paul is almost 200,000 votes. Ron Paul was 62,060 votes and 3% of the total. And Fred Thompson, the guy not even running anymore, gets 1% of the vote and 22,000 votes. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, 50% of the vote, to Obama's 33%, Edwards getting 14%, and Dennis Kucinich with 1%. There were a couple of other names on the ballots that was looking at. Alan Keyes on the Republican side got 2%, 0.2%. And I think the same thing with Duncan Hunter. And there were a couple other names on there that I was not familiar with that were on the ballot in Florida. But a 3% showing tonight. And what's interesting here is that as we go along, the percentage totals for Ron Paul have been going down, but the number of votes that he's been getting has gone up in each state. And a lot of, that's all because of population. I mean, you've got over 1.5 million votes cast in this primary for Ron Paul, and not a huge turnout. I think I saw the numbers were like maybe 4% turnout. Might have been higher, a little bit higher than that, but when I looked earlier at the Florida Election Board website, it was around 4% of registered voters. I think they've got over 10 million registered voters, and the numbers they were tracking was about 3.5-4%, because you had a total of 3 million votes pretty much cast between both parties. Because the Democrats did about 1.5 million as well, so about 3 million votes total cast, and 3% on the Republican side for Ron Paul. What's interesting here is the age breakout. 75% of the vote on the Republican side was in the demographic 45 and above. 75%. Now, a major problem here in a state like Florida is the fact you're not getting younger demographics to turn out and vote. And the numbers are similar on the Democratic side. Above 45 and above, 72%. They got a little bit better support, a couple percent better on 18 to 29. And Ron Paul, who's one of those demographics, 18 20 to 24 has been his strongest demographic, didn't even register this time in the exit polling for Florida. And Ron Paul had been showing in a Rasmussen poll at 7% nationally. But tonight he'd been polling in Florida at right around 4%, and was I think the actual number he finishes with is like 3.22%. That's what he finishes with in Florida. So kind of spot on with some of these polls, and I know this Rasmussen poll has been pretty close to spot on in every event. I think they were a little low with him in say Iowa. And Nevada, where Ron Paul was a surprise in Nevada. That's what's going to get him into a debate out tomorrow night at the Reagan Library in California. Plus, of course, you've got the influence of Nancy Reagan there, and I'm sure that she might have made sure that Ron Paul got an invite to the debate. The question, though, tomorrow night is how many candidates will be there. Will there be five or will there be four? There are a number of sources from within the campaign for Rudy Giuliani and other GOP sources that are saying that Rudy's going to pull out. And a lot of people were surprised that he didn't completely do it tonight. And when he pulls out, he is going to endorse John McCain. Because, he and McCain have had this little love fest going back and forth in the debates about how much they respect each other. And so, hey, birds of a feather flock together. You got two criminals hanging out together. But McCain with a big win, and Florida was an all or nothing state, 57 delegates, and so McCain with that'll put him at the top of the heap as far as the delegates are concerned in Florida, and so he walks away pretty big. He's in the delegate breakout. You need 1,191 to win. That's the magic number. McCain's got 97, Romney with 74, Huckabee with 29, Ron Paul with 6 delegates, and Rudy Poot with 2. And to get into this brokered convention to be a force in it, you're going to have won 5 states. That I found out tonight. I was not aware of that. And so that's something that we're going to that is definitely something Ron Paul is going to have to do well. He's got a good shot in Maine this weekend. No other candidate has really spent any time in Maine besides Ron Paul. And he was up there just the other day at a rally. About 150 people showed up. And in a state with a small population like that, that's pretty good. They've got a 3-day caucus up there that runs from Friday to Sunday. And so he might walk out with some of those delegates. May get a third of the delegates in Nevada, depending on how things stack up. And tonight there was a caucus here in Oklahoma. That's not the primary. The primary, Oklahoma's a Super Tuesday state this year for the first time, and so they're going to be we're going to vote here on the 5th. But they had caucuses tonight. At the precinct level to elect county delegates. And and that was one of the things where, one of the things I have wanted to do was be involved with this campaign, and I've just not been able to because of the fact I'm doing this. And I had seriously thought about taking the night off and doing it, but I also run a network that would have shut a network down. And, when you have people listening all over the place, you have to stay up and keep going, and so I didn't get to participate in it, and I certainly wish that I would have gotten to, but I know in Tulsa there were a number of Ron Paul delegates that showed up for the caucuses up there. I'm assuming a similar thing for Oklahoma County, which is in Oklahoma, and in Oklahoma City, It's what it pretty much encompasses in surrounding little suburbs. And then some of the other big counties as well, from what I'm understanding, had pretty good turnouts for Ron Paul. So we'll see how many get elected as county delegates to the county convention that'll name the national delegates here coming up soon in Oklahoma. But Friday night, we're working on putting together a show where we're going to go in and we're going to demonstrate how basically people can get involved at their local level with these meetup groups and start making a big change. And this is about plugging back in and making a difference. And so we're going to talk about that on Friday night. It looks like I've got one more guest to secure, possibly two. And so we will see how that goes. My thoughts, personally, about tonight. Ron Paul didn't spend a lot of money in Florida. I mean, you've got Rudy Poot spending a bunch. I think Mitt Romney may have spent $30 million. $30 million. In Florida. And Ron Paul didn't spend a lot of money. Looking at the county by county totals, Ron Paul got no traction in Florida whatsoever, even though he was down there a number of times. But they didn't do much as far as advertising was concerned in Florida, and it was a grassroots effort in Florida for the 3% and your 62,000 votes, which puts Ron Paul up over 160,000 votes so far for the primary season. But when I went through and started looking at the county by counties, and in Florida, there was no place other than there was one county, and I don't recall right offhand, he had 6%. And that was the best he had done in any county across the entire state of Florida. And the rest, you know, had him down, well, a little county called Liberty. Oddly enough, he just got 1.82%. Guess the people in Liberty aren't interested in Liberty. They voted for John McCain. And I don't get this. I mean, because you go, the exit polling data shows that most people were upset about the economy by a huge margin, thought the economy was the most important thing, and they vote for McCain. This is a guy that knows diddly squat about economics. He proved it the other night in the debate. I think from what they're showing, that a lot of people already had it in their minds made up about who they were going to vote for, and there were not many in Florida who were going to change their minds at the last minute. So most people went into the polls knowing who they were going to vote for, and I know there were some problems with some of these stupid touchscreen machines, and we just need to get rid of this stuff. I mean, if you can't come up with something that's going to be stable and it's going to work, you turn it on, you test it, and it works, it's going to work every time, and if you can't have a receipt that accurately depicts who you voted for, so that there's an actual audit trail, you run two tapes, and so you can see on each machine who that individual voted for, these all need to go. I mean, until there is a way to make these machines foolproof where they can't be hacked, and the problem is, there's not a computer out there or a network type system that can't be hacked. And so it makes it just having these things up and running. I mean, even if they're attached to a network in a polling place, they're a security risk and they have no business being up. Go talk to any IT guy and they'll say, oh yeah, we've got our network, locked down tighter than a drum, but they know in the back of their mind that network can be taken down. Because there's nothing that can't be hacked. There's not a code that can't be broke. There's not an encryption that can't be decrypted. It just depends on how bad somebody wants into something. I mean, and that's what it boils down to. And when you've got people that are willing, I mean, when you understand the type of people we're dealing with here, if you're new to the program, these people will lie to start wars that result in the death of a minimum 4,000 American kids, at a maximum probably 20,000 if you want to get at the real numbers. Tens of thousands of our kids wounded. Mental issues with a number of them, hundreds of thousands, that have been over there for multiple tours. And it's a bad thing. And these people lied for it. Lied to get it so they could just go in and secure resources. If these people will do that, one, they'll lie about 9/11. They'll either allow 9/11 to happen or they'll be an active participant in what happened on 9/11. If they'll start a war, they'll hack a voting machine. In a heartbeat. Now sit and think about that. If they'll cheat you out of your vote, if they'll lie about wars, there's nothing that these people will not do to get their way. You got to remember, these people are psychopaths. They have no conscience. They have no morality. Nothing. And that's what we are fighting against. And a complicit mainstream media. Now, granted, that media is getting smaller. And more people are getting their information from the internet. But they're not all getting their information from alternative media. A lot of people are getting their information from CNN, MSNBC, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, all that. But they're getting it online. And the alternative media is growing. We're going to continue to grow. We've got to get these micro-broadcast FM stations up and running. And they've got to be everywhere. And we need to have them everywhere now. The network infrastructure is here to deliver programs to you and to get these programs, good programs, out all over the country. The investment in this in a micro is small. I mean, in the RBN chat room tonight, the discussion over there has been about building antennas for micros and the like. I mean, that's what they've been talking about all night long over there. And people are getting excited about this. They want to see something happen. They want to see a change. They want to be part of that change. Because, folks, indeed, we are the change that we have been looking for. And we're the ones. And we just have to put ourselves into position to go get it. And to take it back. Failure is not an option. I said this on my afternoon show today. We have to just take them. And if we don't protect them, and if we don't nurture them like a parent nurtures a child, and protects them like we would our child, they'll be taken away from us. Plain and simple. Yeah, CPR. We will probably do a show on micros here, probably pretty soon. Something that I want to do, and I know we're talking to a lot of new people that are listening to the show, and I get to hear a lot of people saying, "First time caller, this kind of thing." I found you. Same thing on TruthNet Radio, and so we're gonna go back and we're gonna start hitting some of the basic things, that kind of stuff. I know for the folks who've listened for so long, this is old hat. But we're bringing new people in, and we've got to get them up to speed, and we've got to get them to where they can get out and they can make a difference in their community as well. Final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California, home of mine. Straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Carolina. Had motor trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown. Bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight.
All right, final few minutes here on this Tuesday night edition of the Midnight Ride. Let's go straight to the telephone and talk to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Did you read about Hillary Clinton being involved in trading with the enemy?
That's not new news. I mean, she and Bill have been trading with the enemy since the 90s.
Yeah, but it's being brought out public now. You can read you can read it on the Power Hour, but I mean, you know.
On the Power
Hour,
yeah. I mean, this is like the third or fourth round with it then, because there was a bunch of people that they went and found a bunch of donors, Carol, out in California that were making like $18,000-$19,000 a year, yet that they'd been giving money to her over the years, total up like $40,000-$50,000. People had no investments, no savings, no nothing, and money been being filtered to the Chinese.
Well, no. This is different. This was covered up. I don't know if she worked at a place in Ohio. I can't remember the name of it. But the 100-day war, I think it was 6 to 8 days before the 100-day war, they were shipping chemicals into, I think, Germany or somewhere in Europe and then on to Iraq.
Hmm.
And you can see it, read it on the Power Hour in the news.
Yeah, is the information sourced, or is it just an article with no, without links?
I didn't read it, but Joyce Riley was telling about it, and they threatened her if she posted it, if she told about it.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
I'll take a look at it.
Yeah.
See. I see a lot of stuff that comes out, and when you go in, and I'm not saying that this is the case with this, because with these people, I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever. I mean, these people are into just darn near everything that's illegal. I mean, you know, here Bill, when he's governor of Arkansas, sets up this Arkansas Financial Development or, Association or agency. And essentially what they're doing is funding his buddies and his campaign benefactors. And they're laundering over $100 million of a year of drug money through MENA,
mm-hmm.
all through this bank. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised whatsoever.
Yeah,
I'll take a look in the news section.
Yeah,
and see.
Yeah, England also come out and told that the anthrax was definitely our government's remains when they killed that man with the anthrax here and sent it to the Congress, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was from here.
Yeah, yeah, that strain is was certainly from Fort Detrick. As a matter of fact, it came out on a History Channel documentary where they admitted on the History Channel that it was from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they're going to have I think it's ABC on the vaccine causing autism, and the doctors ask them not to do it, but they're going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Right.
I think the rats are really jumping ship. That's what I think. There was a lot of people involved with that trading with the enemy and forgiven, because I know Howard Baker and my former governor, Dickie Thornburg, there was a bunch of them involved in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
There's a lot of dirty folks. Hey, are you free Monday night of next week?
As far as I know.
Let's plan our show for Monday night.
Next Monday, okay.
Monday night. Two hours.
Already.
All right, so Monday night at midnight your time.
Okay, all right.
All right, sounds good. And I'll give you a call, if not tomorrow, over the weekend.
Midnight my time. You don't come on. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down. Okay, got you.
Okay, all right. So, Carol, for Monday night, tell everybody, hey, folks, well, I'm out of here. You guys find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night.
Gold has